Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group, please visit our website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited today, I got my friend Lisa Wright with us from Books Right Advisors. Good afternoon, Lisa. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kevin. It's great to be here.
So, Lisa, why don't we start at the beginning? Tell us a little bit about what your business does.
Okay. Well, I've developed Books Right Advisors, which is an accounting and tax solutions firm, to fit the needs of today's world, companies operating in today's world, not in the world of 20 years ago. So we are mobile. We can move with you. We respond to you. You're not waiting for us. And it's a very up-to-date model of working and helping to grow businesses, along with informing individuals about what they need to do to keep their tax liabilities low as well.
Cool. So now you just launched a company recently. So what was the idea behind it? You know, what did you begin with?
Okay, well, you know, I've been in working in several regional public accounting firms in the greater Boston area for a while. And you know, I've seen how these firms work, and I wanted to do a different spin on that. So I feel like what I've witnessed is that tax. If you're a person that goes to somebody for your taxes, you see them once a year, and then you don't hear from them the rest of the year, and they're just turning tax returns out at tax season. And then if you go to a bookkeeper because, you know, you have a small business and you either have a bookkeeper that's contract working for you, or you have a part-time person that comes in and does your bookkeeping, or your wife does your bookkeeping, or your sister or something, you don't have the expertise behind the numbers. So you might be capturing the activity of the business throughout the year, but then you get to your accountant at the end of the year to do your taxes, and, you know, you are you're lost there with any type of guidance throughout the years, and the numbers are the numbers. And sometimes that comes to some great surprise at the end. And so what we've done is we developed Books Right Advisors to combine those two things with throughout the year advisory, quarterly check-ins, monthly check-ins, and tax planning throughout the year so that we can guide you to growth instead of big tax liability surprises at the end.
Yeah, it does amaze me how often that happens, Lisa. You know, you're talking to somebody and they say, well, I'm going to, you know, get my taxes done. And then they pretty much bless themselves, you know, because they have no idea if they're going to get a refund, thousands of dollars. And I just don't see how that's efficient, you know, without having that relationship with your person to know, hey, this is, you know, what's going to be happening. To go in blindly just doesn't make any sense to me.
It's true, and a lot of people do that. You know, what we've done is we've been able to see those weaknesses. I've seen a lot of weaknesses in the firms that I've been in, and we are trying to mitigate that and keep the information flowing with individuals and small businesses or mid-sized businesses that I work with. So instead of just seeing your accountant once a year, there's a check-in throughout the year that we can say, hey, how are things going? Did you have any changes this year? You know, there's all kinds of life changes and as people, as regular people, and then there's all kinds of things up and down with businesses as well. So we have a business model that we can service clients in a more real-time sense instead of once a year.
Yeah, no, that approach just makes perfect sense. And as you mentioned, sometimes businesses grow, maybe sometimes shrink. So, you know, they may roll out some new products. So without communicating to you on that, then, like I said, it can lead to surprises at the end of the year. So now one of the other things
right.
you mentioned, Lisa, is how things have changed. You know,
yeah.
and the number one thing I would think is technology. So talk to me a little bit
yep.
about how technology is affecting accounting firms and how they do business with their clients.
Yeah, technology is a big one. You know, we're not in 95 anymore, 2005 or 2015, and the world is moving fast. And we wanted to embrace that and help our clients adjust to this new world of ever-changing technology. And by making things easier for our clients, we have signed on to online platforms that can help us, helped us move into a paperless environment, which makes delivering results faster. So we, you know, we have a portal, we have our website is mobile, so you can get up-to-date information, and we also can work anywhere and service clients in all 50 states. So we've built this so that we can service people wherever they are. If they start in the Boston area and decide to move to Colorado, they don't have to find a new accountant. And, you know, that's important, especially now where there are businesses that are in multi-state, or they decide that they have, you know, their spouse gets transferred to Florida and they have to move with them, and they can actually take their business with them and do it in Florida as well and run it from Florida. They don't have to look for a new accountant.
Makes perfect sense. Now,
yeah.
One of the things you mentioned to me, Lisa, is you're an enrolled agent. And when you say that, people
yeah.
go, oh, okay. Most people don't know what it is, though. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what being an enrolled agent means?
Okay. Enrolled agent means that I'm licensed to practice by the federal government. And that means the Internal Revenue Service. Agent means
yep.
that I'm authorized to appear in the place of a taxpayer at the IRS. So that means I can be power of attorney for clients and represent clients, you know, if they are being audited by the IRS, if they get a notice from the IRS, if they're appealing their judgment by the IRS. The enrolled agent profession dates back to 1884, after questionable claims were presented after the Civil War for losses, and Congress acted to regulate persons who represented citizens in the dealings with the U.S. Treasury at the time. Enrolled agents are tax experts who pass a three-part comprehensive exam written by the IRS, and this exam covers all aspects of the tax code. Also, candidates are subjected to a rigorous background check conducted by the IRS. I can do tax returns and represent clients in all 50 states, where unlike CPAs are registered in just the state that they practice in. So CPAs are only certified in per state. So if you were certified in New York, you moved to Massachusetts, you have to take the CPA exam again. So I don't have to worry about that. I can represent clients in all of the U.S. The other thing is a little bit different. Is that, you know, there's a lot of people preparing taxes who don't have any licensure, who don't have any education, educational background or hasn't been through a testing process to see if they actually know the Internal Revenue Code. And there's tons of tax preparers out there who have businesses and who are, doing hundreds of tax returns for folks, and they are not licensed by the IRS or certified to do taxes. And so I feel very confident about being an enrolled agent. The exams were tough, and I'm really ready to let America know who we are. And there's thousands of enrolled agents across the U.S., and because we are licensed by the IRS, you know, the IRS is not out there marketing enrolled agents because they don't have the desire and the need to market us. So it's up to us to market ourselves, and folks, they'll begin to hear more about enrolled agents and what we do.
So let's talk about some of the services that you offer as part of Books Right Advisors.
Okay. We offer all kinds of tax consultation services for businesses and individuals. Along with being an enrolled agent, I have my master's in taxation from Suffolk University. I changed careers in 2010 and went back to graduate school and got my master's in tax from Suffolk along with a degree in accounting. So we offer business startup, like a boot camp and tax planning for startup businesses so that we can get you up and running and registered in the appropriate entity that fits your model, your business model, whether that be, you know, a sole proprietorship or a partnership or an LLC or an S corp or a nonprofit. So we can get you up and running with all those services. And then we do divorce guidance and planning. Regular tax compliance for year-end taxes for everyone, individuals and businesses. We'll do helping you sell and buy a business. That's a big one, especially now with all these baby boomers ready to sell their businesses. There's tons of businesses for sale all over the country because they are in that ripe retirement age. So that's a popular one right now. Retirement planning and college planning. Lots of stuff that is necessary to think about in those two areas. Then, of course, you have the estate planning and support when folks pass away. There's a lot of, sort of red tape in that area to get estates transferred and closed. And then again, there's those things like planning for life changes, such as having children and getting married and buying houses. So those things as well. I have a lot of experience with rental properties. Buying rental properties, the tax preparation for rental properties, and then the guidance along the way with rental properties to help mitigate tax.
So, Lisa, I have to jump in, Lisa. We only have about 30
yep.
seconds left. We need to get your contact information before we let you run.
Okay. My contact information is our website is booksright.com. That's booksright.com. And our 1-800 number is 888-48-BOOKS.
Awesome, Lisa. Really appreciate you taking the time today to come on the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend. Have a great day.
Thank you, Kevin. Bye-bye.
Bye now.